Is it a hot box in here?
It's definitely a hot box from where I'm standing or sitting.
Man, me too. Well, you guys are here. It's the Hot Box or Skid Row Studios. And when you guys are all busy trying to call us, the number is 1-800-893-9562.
Give us a call. There's only two of us today. We should talk about that. Mary.
Someone's missing.
Mary couldn't be with us today. She's here in spirit.
This is Mary.
We have a Mary impersonator in the studio.
Hello.
Mary, it sounds like you've been smoking a lot of cigarettes this week.
Or weed.
Probably weed.
Aww.
Well, Mary's not here. We miss her a lot. She's the best. We smoked like twice as much weed in her honor.
Yeah, that's why the theme song played so long, because we totally weren't ready for this. And something's gonna happen tonight that's a little different. Our sound engineer is MIA, so I'm taking over duties of sound engineering. I am in the little box. I am not in the talk room with my fellow companions, and I brought on a special guest.
This is
Hello.
Who are you? Speak into the microphone. Get right up in there.
Name's Manny. I'm in a band.
Yeah.
What's the name of your band, Manny?
Dangerously Sleazy.
What's the name of your drummer, Manny?
Pretty Brutal. Mindy, she's actually behind the studio right here.
Oh, we're in a band together.
We're a two-piece so far.
So tonight we have Dangerously Sleazy in the studio, and they're also hard at work operating the control panel.
Running the soundboard and talking to you.
It's very exciting. We make our guests work.
Yeah. Aw.
No.
Yeah, so Jeremy, you're probably going to listen to this sometime in the future. Where are you?
Where is Jeremy? Like I said, he's either getting laid or he's dead on the toilet.
I don't like that.
I don't think he's dead on the toilet.
He's probably getting laid then. You know.
Uh-oh.
Who cares?
I hope it's worth it, Jeremy.
Guys got to do that sometimes and just disappear, go off the grid and handle business.
We'd like to dedicate this broadcast to bringing Jeremy home. So if any of you have seen Jeremy out in the streets of Los Angeles or otherwise, please give us a call at 1-800-893-9562. Any leads on Jeremy's location?
He's missing.
Where are you?
All right. So this show, we're minus a Mary because she's being the Incredible Hulk and helping someone move.
She's super buff.
So we decided to make this a little bit about music and a little bit about the stoner music stuff. So, Cassie, do you have a song you want to play? You want to start us off?
I've got a song for y'all. Oh my gosh, here it is. This is ASAP Rocky doing Purple Swag.
Here we go.
Did you say swag?
I said swag.
It's all about the game.
Still sip, purple weed, blunt still lit. Real nigga, real bitch. Purple swag, that trill shit. Them candy calls, I'm coming down that pink drip. I still tip that pimp shit. She don't plan to fuck, I pick up. I still hit that swag, bitch.
Everything is purple.
I'm in the zone, I'm getting though. That purple swag, that purple smoke up in my clothes. That big booty, juicy fruity, yellow bone, I want a bone. I'm getting done, I took her out, dick in the mouth, she getting known. I'm flexing still, I'm sitting high, I'm tipping slow. I'm Texas trail, but in and by, we spit it slow.
Papa's going crazy, he see me coming, roll with
some liquor stuff. And ASAP, tell these niggas something. Swag.
Everything is purple.
Swag.
Everything is purple.
Motherfucker, Harlem's what I'm reppin'. Tell my niggas fit the bitch and we gon' make it in a second. Never disrespected. Plus I'm well connected with this coke that I imported. Just important as your president. Swagger so impressive. And I don't need a necklace, but these bitches get impressed when you pull up in that set.
Hello.
We're back.
Everything is purple.
Everything is purple.
Everything is swag.
Swag, swag.
What does that even mean? I keep forgetting.
I don't even know. It's ridiculous.
Swag, is that like the phrase of a generation that right there?
You know, it's really difficult to run soundboard and try to host.
We are
so stoned out there, people. Welcome.
We're doing our best here. I'm trying not to be too funny because God knows I'm hilarious.
Yeah, we're trying to tone it down for you all.
Yeah. Manny's trying not to steal the show right now. He's surfing the net. He's Wikipedia-ing.
I said no Facebook.
What are you looking at, Manny, right now?
It's porn.
He's looking at porn.
Lots of porn.
I'm trying to figure out.
I could watch anything that you're looking at on your computer.
I could read any one of my Facebook status and just laugh my ass off. And that's what I do most days.
Yeah.
Just laugh.
But you're on the radio now, so you have to entertain the world, not let the world entertain you.
I'm going to advertise so we could listen to this here track we're supposed to listen to.
So on the topic of stoners and music, I think being a stoner and listening to music and playing music totally go hand in hand because weed makes everything better and music is already awesome. So once you're stoned and making it or listening to it, it just is that much better.
How old were you when you first made the combination of weed and music? And you're like, this is the shit.
I know the exact moment. I was 18 or 19, I think. 19.
A late bloomer.
Yeah. I didn't smoke weed till after high school, and I totally regret not being in marching band stoned ever.
I didn't smoke weed till senior year of high school.
Yeah. So you got a little bit of stoned in schoolness?
Yeah, definitely. It's
only
the
college.
Bomb.
It is.
It's pretty much getting stoned and then not going to school, though. It's
yeah.
Is mostly the combination that I chose, but it's cool.
I missed my art final in college because I got high.
Nice.
I remember the first show I ever played high because at the time my bandmates, Sam and Dave, were so mad at me that I was about to play the show high. And they smoked weed before me.
Did they totally harsh your mellow?
Kind of, just when I first got there because I was late and I had to bring in all my drums and they were like, why are you high? You can't do this. I just started smoking weed. I went from not smoking weed to like smoking it 3 times and then it hit me and then I was a stoner every day.
Wow. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You were like a butterfly in a cocoon.
It's a beautiful creation.
It was instant, me and weed.
I don't play an instrument, but I like to listen to music and get high.
It's just as good.
So I have that going for me, but I imagine it'd be pretty cool to be rocking out and also smoking weed.
It definitely is. I just love to be high and listen to music. I like to have headphones on, so all I hear is my music and just go for walks stoned and just stare at like houses. Because there's no nature in L.A. I wish it was trees.
I don't get that.
You can find some trees. You can find some palm trees growing next to the road.
Yeah.
You can see some trees at the park.
Yeah. I go to Griffith Park. I get a little bit of trees in.
There's some trees there. That's pretty cool. I like to, I've been walking around a lot more this week because I can't drive. So I've been listening to my headphones and walking around.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting. I listen to, well, I'm always listening to Nirvana, but I've been revisiting my high school favorites for public transportation. Yeah. So I've been listening to like, to Nevermind and getting Arizona iced teas and riding the bus and just like getting all PO'd. Yeah. Angsty. It's pretty exciting.
Public transportation angst.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I like to walk different routes every day. Like, so I'm always on like a different block and look at different things.
That's a good idea.
It keeps your brain sharp and it also like engages your senses because you're like, oh, I never noticed. That's cool.
But you probably eventually kind of find favorite routes.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes if I feel adventurous, I'll walk home from work, which is 2.8 miles. I did that today.
How long does it take you?
That takes me about 45 minutes. I can jog it in 33 minutes.
That's pretty cool.
Those are my records.
I need to start timing my walks. I still have no idea how long it's taking me to walk anywhere.
Yeah.
But I've been doing it.
You just go when you get there, when you get there.
You go with the flow.
Yeah. Manny, I hear that you don't enjoy walking without a purpose.
This is true. Well, because I'm from the... Oh, yeah, this is true. I guess that's just because I'm from the city.
Yeah.
And
nobody walks in L.A.
Nobody walks in L.A. without going. I mean, I guess people jog and stuff, but for me, it's always been, if I'm going somewhere, it's going A to B. I've never just actually walked and enjoyed the nature because there's not really any crap.
There's some cool crap, though. On my walk today, I walked from my house to the Vermont and Beverly train station. I saw some pretty cool things. I found a lot of places to get pupusas, which I've been looking for. And I saw a place called One Eye Jack. It's almost like One-Eyed Jacks from Twin Peaks. So I was like, that's close enough to make me excited. Found a new 7-Eleven. It was pretty tight. I've been to two 7-Elevens since I left my house. I went with you guys. We went to a 7-Eleven, got some munchies on the way here.
Yeah. Can't do radio show without the munchies.
I know. I got 3 for $10 jelly-filled mini donuts. $3 for $1, I mean.
Yeah, those $4 mini tacos. $4 mini tacos.
$4 for $1.
I'm getting too relaxed.
It's like a quarter each. But that made you nervous because it was too good of a deal, right?
Yeah, it was too good of a deal. And I was like, man, that can't be good.
I've tried them once and the ones I had were old, but they weren't that good. But what I did was I got them and then I went and I totally loaded up on the nacho cheese and the jalapenos.
Oh, that's right. Complimentary.
Yeah, the hot dog toppings. Lots of onions.
Okay, yeah.
Nacho cheese, though. That was the epic.
Did you ever do the thing with the ice cream truck with the hot Cheetos and the cheese in it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Is that just an LA thing or is that worldly?
No, I think it's just, I've never seen anywhere else. Have you?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Go for it.
It's just the kids would buy the little bags of hot Cheetos and the ice cream man would willingly offer to sell them some nacho cheese in the bag.
Oh.
Like some little like.
They open the bag of chips and they pour like chili and nacho cheese in there and then they give you a fork and you just eat it out of the bag. It's so good. It's out of control.
It should be illegal, but it's awesome.
Yeah. And they have, you can choose from different chips like hot Cheetos, Doritos. They have different chips. Like you choose whatever chips you want and then they pimp them out for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've only gotten it one time because it was like too good. I don't want to get addicted.
Yeah. I used to eat the tacos in a bag, which is kind of like that, but it has like the taco meat and lettuce and tomato on top of Fritos.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Like at baseball games or when I played softball or whatever.
That's pretty cool.
That's a Midwest way to eat a taco out of an aluminum bag.
Yeah. With Fritos.
With Fritos.
I love Fritos, though. That's a really good American snack.
Yeah.
I love the old little like, what's his name? Frito-Lay? Isn't that the guy's name?
Frito-Lay.
Yeah.
That's OG. That's mad OG.
I know, but they had some, I don't know, he's pretty adorable. I've seen him on the internet. I Googled him a couple times.
Aw.
Well, why don't we play another song?
All right.
Do you want to play one?
I have one I was going to play. Let me tell you a little bit about this. I'm going to play a song by a band called Bacon.
Is this the one labeled Rough Gay Anal Sex?
It is. That's because the song's about me and my other lovely friend who is out there in the world somewhere, Seattle, maybe.
Why you guys had rough gay anal sex?
No. If you listen to the lyrics, it's about pressing topics involving calling.
Oh, so it's a political song, huh?
It's about prank calling a guy who's political.
I see.
But anyway, Bacon rules. They're from Sioux City, Iowa.
Who doesn't love
the food? Bacon is amazing.
Yeah.
So I'd like to share with you Bacon. Manny's going to play it because I'm in the little sound room.
Here you go, Bacon, you fucks.
Bacon.
I love bacon.
I love bacon.
Bacon. We have a caller. Someone out there wants to talk to us. Hey, caller. Are you still on the air?
Yes.
What's up?
I was just wanted to ask a question. If you guys know about Matthew 22, the live parable that we're going to be performing this Saturday at San Julian Park.
You say that name again?
Nappy 22?
It's called Matthew 22, the live parable, the royal wedding banquet invitation.
All right, you guys are playing a wedding?
It's a live parable. It's a play.
Oh.
And we're going to be performing.
Tell us about it.
And what's your name, caller?
LaRonda Hartfield. I'm the director.
Nice to meet you, LaRonda. Why don't you tell us about your play? What's it about?
Well, it's the parable that Jesus taught about the kingdom being like a certain king that had made a wedding for his
Hit
son.
Hit the red button and tell
guests.
Me.
And
the big red button with the sticker
by it. Took it lightly, the invitation lightly, and how they were destroyed. Then they went out again, and
man, this sounds like an
the good and the bad,
epic
and,
play.
And they went to Skid Row and found the guests and filled the banquet hall with guests. And
so they what happens at Skid Row?
You went to Skid Row Studios to pick up.
No, to the Skid Row. Straight up.
Fairly serving go and fill the, you know, and invite guests.
Oh.
But we go through different scenes on the guests that took it lightly. They took the invitation lightly. Like Michael Jackson doing his dance, different ones. You know, we see ourselves in the play a lot of times.
So Michael Jackson is in the play in spirit?
Yeah.
What is...
His name is Floyd Lofton. He's the original Skid Row hidden treasure.
Oh, cool. So where does your... Where can we go to see this play?
San Julian Park, Saturday.
Saturday. Do you have a part in the play? 12. Do you have a part in the play?
Yes.
Who do you play?
I'm the fearless servant.
You're the fearless servant?
Yeah, the fearless.
Do you have
it? I go out.
Go ahead.
I just go out and I find the good and the bad. And I tell them they're also invited to the royal wedding banquet. And, you know, they really pay attention like, what? We're invited. And it's the gangbangers.
Do they all smoke weed?
So are you? Do you smoke weed? Is the important question here? Is there weed smoking in the play?
Yeah, weed smoking.
Yeah, that's cool.
Minister,
you guys do
the minister smokes weed in the play?
Not in
Don't
the play,
press the button
but
if you want to be on air.
Not perfect. That's why I say everybody is see themselves. You know, we have a lot of different characters.
That's cool. So in the play...
Yeah, but in the end, God gets all the glory.
So does God... Wait. So in the play, there's a minister who smokes weed.
A lot of weed.
Yeah.
And so
all right, and that is why...
God is totally cool with that.
God is cool. Hey, he's the creator. You ask him.
He's cool with whatever.
Are you on weed
no,
right
he's
now?
Not cool with whatever. He sent his son to say, not to condemn.
Are you guys
you know what dwells in flesh, no good thing.
Are you guys smoking a big fatty over there right now?
You know, our righteousness is a filthy rag. So if you never smoke weed, if you never drink, if you never smoke crack, still you wouldn't be good enough.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That's,
so we're all going to hell.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling and letting us know about that play.
In our righteousness. By our righteousness.
Yeah.
I bless you, Lorena.
In other words, people say, oh, stop drinking. Oh, stop smoking. Oh, you stop smoking those cigarettes.
I think she's stuck
now.
In a loop.
Yeah.
Did she stop?
Hello?
I think we lost.
All right, LaRonda, thank you for telling us about your play.
That was interesting.
You can see the play on Skid Row on Saturday after 12 p.m.
Was that
is
at
what
a part?
I took
it
from.
It was a royal wedding play
about Jesus.
Michael Jackson
is in it.
Weed is cool. Ministers getting high.
Yeah, the priests smoke the weed.
Sounds awesome.
And so, God blesses them for it.
So head on down to Skid Row this Saturday at noon to see this play.
Holy fuck.
All right. Well,
I was going to do something kind of cool tonight.
Oh my gosh, what were you going to do?
Manny and I, teamwork, recorded a little 3-song demo CD.
With one of the most awesome producers ever.
Yeah, Yuli did a great job. CD sounds awesome.
Shout out to Yuli.
Laundry Room. Shout out to the Laundry Room.
Yeah,
well, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, it hasn't been released because we're lazy stoners, but mostly because we don't have the money.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's not mastered yet. So when you hear it, you're going to be like, God damn.
Yeah, we're going to get it mastered and then we're going to put it out. But we're so excited about it. And since I'm sure this isn't going to be heard world over, those few listeners right now are going to get a secret sneak peek taste at the awesome CD that we recorded. So,
which one do you want to start with?
Well, since this is a weed show.
Oh, yeah.
We, of course, wrote a song about weed because I love weed and...
Credit these lyrics to Brian Holt.
Yeah, Brian, we love you.
We love you, Brian.
Manny loves weed. All right, here we go.
Hey, 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 hey. Smoke weed every day.
Song Green Powered Energy.
Yay.
Dangerously Sleazy supports green energy.
Those lyrics are genius too.
Yeah. I support green energy. I support hemp energy. And I get really upset that hemp is illegal in America and that it could totally fill up all our gas tanks.
There's a lot of fucked up things wrong with America, but it's...
We're trying not to be political here,
yeah.
But I am very much for green-powered energy.
Yeah.
Why do you think, why do we get high all the time?
We're awesome. Only getting high to further our political outburst.
Yeah. To suppress them. Use the weed to suppress.
F the man, man.
Ironically, the next song, not that our band is political, but the next song is called Communist Picnic.
Oh, yeah. This is actually, we're going to have a video to this that includes a past guest on this show, I think.
Who?
Choom Choom.
Choom Choom the Pig.
Oh, what happens in the video? Do you guys want to reveal?
The video's not, it hasn't come to life yet, but we do want it to star a beautiful, cute little pet pig.
Yeah, it's brainstorming. That's brainstorming time. But,
yeah, and this song's really not about, I don't know. Manny, what is it about? You wrote the lyrics.
I wrote this song in the laundromat.
What's it about?
It's about the end of the world. And we all burn in the end, pretty much.
All right.
Pretty much on my outlook on the way of life, I guess.
Awesome.
But I try to be as funny as I can with our stuff and as brutal and blunt as we possibly can with our music.
Yeah, I just like to hit things really hard and just see how fast I can do it.
Mindy's prerogative is just freaking wailing.
Hit it hard. Hit
stuff.
It fast.
Wail. That's pretty much the Dangerously Sleazy model, just wail all the time.
All right, here we go. An epic scream at the end.
Yeah. Was that you, Manny?
That was me.
I'm really happy with that.
That one came out really good.
I also like the yeah you do in the middle where you just go, yeah.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, that's well placed.
Well played, my friend.
Well played. I was just, you know, Yuli's just really that good because I'm really self-conscious on the vocals. So he's like, I was like, are we done? I was just trying to get as done as fast as you can. He's like, I think you're getting into it now. I think now we could get a good take.
All right.
So he's really like, really into how you're feeling, and it really helped because I really just don't like singing at all.
You don't find joy in singing?
Well, by myself sometimes, or hanging with Mindy, I guess, but I'm just like singing to myself.
Oh, but you're so good at it.
Mindy, and
I love your punk voice. I think our band is really unique, and I think your voice has a lot to do with that.
Thank you.
I'm like, yeah, I'm in the band with the awesome guitar playing vocalist, dude.
Yeah, you guys are totally awesome.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is my first time hearing them too, so it's totally cool.
Aw.
Yeah, I actually still, like, I love hearing that now because I have that little thing I go to work with and I had little headphone things and the, so it's really cool just to listen to and I'm like, damn.
My bass drum sounds awesome. Thank you, Yuli.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, too. Eric actually came in and helped us out. Eric from Seasons, name drop.
Yeah, I had a drum tech, kind of. He helped me tune my drums. And
really cool guy, really good friend. He totally helped us out and made the drums sound super fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's one more song that we have on our short little 3-song demo that someday you're going to be able to purchase.
We're going to try and get it out on a 7-inch vinyl is the plan, I think.
What's this song about?
What is this song about? What's
it's
the next one?
It's about AIDS.
Oh, yes. This song's about people with AIDS, taxing people with AIDS.
It's about the government having a tax for having AIDS. Like, you know, so if you have AIDS, like, you have to pay a tax to have AIDS.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea, like, hey, we should put that into place, but
I'm all for it.
Yeah,
I was trying to start AIDS a rumor.
Tax. I'm pro AIDS tax.
When we would play the live shows, we'd be like, all right, so this next song's about AIDS. If you got AIDS and you're offended, you know. Sorry about that.
If you're
that,
offended,
buddy.
You probably got AIDS.
Oh, yeah, if you're offended, there it goes. If you're offended, you probably got AIDS, and then we play.
Yeah,
they just love that.
All right, well, you guys should say it again right before
this,
you play
this
the
song. This song is an anthem for the people with AIDS, but
should
I don't know
be.
If they realize
it.
All right, AIDS tax. Dangerously sleazy.
There you go. Hope you enjoyed it. The like two people that were listening. Yeah, two.
I enjoyed it. I was listening.
Yeah, eight people.
I think there's more than two people.
Sweet.
I'm spying on those listeners.
We can totally see where you're at.
We know you're out there, and we like you.
Well, yeah, that was AIDS tax.
Yeah, that was us.
That song is like 2.5 years old.
But it's a good song. Go us.
Yeah, it's still good.
it takes a stoner a while, but they get it done right.
Yeah.
Just cost money. Money.
Did you guys spend big bucks to get your record recorded?
See, we actually won a
little,
day, too.
A little, but not too much.
We won a free recording day on this station, actually.
How did you win it? It was a contest on the skidroad.com?
Yeah, actually.
Kind of was, yeah.
Yuli was here, you know, promoting a laundry room, and he had a thing where if you called in and answered a question, then you win a free whole day of recording, which is like 10 hours.
What was the question?
I forgot. It was something about a drum piece, the drop clutch of the drum. And they were trying to, you know, like, what's this piece and that does this? And someone else called in, actually a buddy of mine from the band, the Dharma Bums, beat me to it. But I guess he didn't get it completely right. So I swooped in and went for the kill and got the free day.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty nice.
Love the Dharma Bums, by the way. They're listening.
We have a caller. Someone called in.
Oh, cool.
Shall we talk to them?
Yeah, who is it?
Do you
it?
Think it's gonna, they're going to tell us about some church-related activities?
Hopefully.
All right, caller, you're on the air now.
Well, I love the Dharma Bums.
Dharma Bums.
They're pretty cool, right?
Yeah, we like them a lot.
They're cool.
I just don't like the massive orgies. You know, the big gay sex piles.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's out of control, you know, but, you know, they're cool guys.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of them in jail?
I hear the guitar player is a double switch hitter, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
He bats from both sides of the plate.
Oh, man.
I like things like that.
Wasn't one of them in jail or something for a little while?
Yeah, that was Joe. Joe was in jail for a little bit.
He went to jail
for something, I don't know, for getting drunk or something like that.
That sounds like
fucking
Joe.
Kids.
Hey, caller, what's your name? You haven't properly introduced yourself.
This is Vince from the Mormons.
Oh, hey, Vince, what's up?
I know Joe because Joe used to play bass in the Mormons. So.
Yeah,
the first time I saw the Mormons, he played the bass.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are pretty tight. You guys are always
tight,
actually.
Man, thanks. Hey, good stuff, man. I like the music. It sounds good.
Thanks, man. Don't thank us.
It's not even mastered yet?
It's not mastered yet. We still got to master it up. That's why I was like, whoa. Sounds really beefy.
It sounds good. Just keep it like that, man.
I'm thinking of it
because we're broke. You know, like if I had a car and some money for a jam spot, I'd be so playing like every day, but I'm broke. So now I'm just like trying to get by. Being a drummer without a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, no car stinks in LA.
Yeah, fuck mastering. You guys are punk.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there's that whole argument of punk rock with, the, what was it, the Ramones and Rudimentary Peni. Is that even a valid argument?
What's the argument?
Who's more punk rock?
It's just a state of mind.
I think that's a
I'd probably say the Ramones just because I like Joey Ramone and Marky Ramone, and then they would fight all the time on Howard Stern shit.
Yeah, I think it's a totally different league to me. I think they're just not even in the same league. I think the Ramones are rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Punk rock is punk rock. You know, Rudimentary Peni is punk rock. They should be compared to someone like, I don't know, like the Dead Kennedys or something.
Yeah.
But
do you like Mohawk punk rock better, or...?
I used to like Mohawk punk rock. Well, like The Exploited or something.
Yeah,
I've been getting back into The Exploited.
I've been listening to some of that old stuff. Yeah, I've been like Discharged and all that. I start listening to some of that once in a while.
I never even liked that crap.
Oh yeah, I used to see you guys walking down from high school in Highland Park. I know you guys lived on 54 right there, right?
Yeah.
All the time, I would see you guys. I probably might have told you this already too, but I used to walk down from school and see these guys in their little mobile unit, the Mormons. And playing with all the kids from high school would be walking like, what the fuck are these guys doing?
Oh, man. I'd like to see that.
I actually went up to them because I was like, what are you guys doing? And I forgot who I talked to. I think it was Patrick or might have been Vince. But I was just some young, dumb, like, 10th grader. You guys been around for a while. Fuck.
Yeah, we have, man. We've been around for 14 years already.
Sweet.
When's the party at the top of Capitol Records, man?
I don't know, but that's a good idea.
That is a good idea, actually.
Roof party.
Yeah. We gotta crash that place.
We're looking for a drummer right now, actually. Our drummer quit on us.
Oh.
I'll f- fill in, maybe. When do you practice?
Mindy's a Mormon.
I could just picture Mindy in one of those Mormon suits.
Would I have to wear, like, the Mormon girl skirt?
You'd have to wear, like, a, you know, like a Mormon missionary thing. But I don't even think girls are missionaries, right? I don't know that much about the Mormon religion.
I've been to a few Mormon services. I had a friend who was my friend Stoner who was dating a Mormon guy, mostly for her own sick pleasure to try and get him to do her and break his vow. Ooh, and she got baptized Mormon. The whole time I was like, what are you doing? I even like went with her to her baptism and made her late for it. I was like, why are you doing this?
She is going to pretend hell for
and
sure.
Then when the guy found out what she was doing and that she wasn't a virgin, she lied at her baptism. I saw a dude run up a wall and do a flip, like a kick flip above his head. Like, he was that pissed. He was a ninja.
How did they find out? But did they check her hymen? So her hymen was broken? Or?
Well, no, I knew. I'd like, she was kind of that type of girl. Like, I knew
she
should have
just said that she didn't. I mean, unless there's, like, they check hymens regularly.
Hey, Vince,
well,
would you have known?
They can check up on that, right?
She lied at the baptism, but then the dude found out that she
Vince,
was.
Let me ask you, would you have been able to tell if you would have been the guy who would have been, like, the second guy, you know? Would you have been able to tell that her hymen was busted?
I don't even know, because I've never even seen a hymen up close, like a real hymen, you know?
Have you guys ever?
I never been with a virgin, you know?
Oh, you, yeah, have you, man?
And then
I don't want to comment
on that. A lot of people
are
like, ooh, virgins. But, I mean, I don't understand why people like the idea of being with the virgin, because it's not going to be any good. It's not like the girl's going to know what she's doing. Plus, like, when you rip her, like, the blood and stuff, and it's just kind of like, you know?
Ripper.
Yeah, ripper.
Yeah.
You might feel guilty for, like, tearing her hymen up, you know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but with Mormons, it's like their bride when they finally get to them, so, I don't know.
Yeah. Dude. I don't know. And what is that like? I mean, they, you know.
Their church services are 3 hours long, too.
3 hours long? What the hell for?
Do you ladies remember your hymen?
Honestly,
like, did you ever see it? Or?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't think I ever saw it, for sure. I don't think I ever remember, like,
Mindy
having bleedy, bloody time while doing it ever.
Was it, like, profusely just, like, bleh?
I don't remember that either.
Man, the first time I did it, the police showed up.
That's awesome.
Why? Yeah. What were you doing? What was your crime? Crime of passion.
Two kids hanging out in a car in the middle of a cornfield. Is
you guys
suspicious.
Got busted Eric Foreman style or what?
Just on the side of the road. But then my mom found out and then she gave me guilt about it all the time. Like, made me feel horrible.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Stepmom.
That sucks, actually.
Yeah.
It was awkward. It was funny. It was a really funny situation.
And so you grew up thinking that sex was bad?
No.
I think she knew it was good.
I grew up probably just watching porn, like the amount that a normal teenage boy would. That was me.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you actually know how much a teenage boy's porn capacity is. It's pretty high.
I don't know if you know how big
you know
a
what?
Loser
I
was
lot,
in high school.
It's a lot different nowadays, too, because you guys are younger. Like, I'm kind of like the old dog on the porch. So, like, I remember when, like, you used to have to get, like, porno mags and stuff.
Oh, me too.
Oh, yeah,
that was
maps.
My introduction to porn.
Maps. That's what we used to call them when our little secret code would be like, where's the maps at? That's
like you pick up like a club or something like that. Like club was like the nastiest one that I can remember as a kid because they showed like
or Hustler.
The whole dick going in and stuff. And I was like, whoa, you know?
Mindy, did you like to look at porn because it made you feel hot or because you're just curious about penises and vaginas?
Oh, man. You guys.
Mindy.
Put me on the spot. Well, I was curious when I saw it, but then I think I got horny at a young age. I just got into whacking it.
Whacking it's healthy. Dang.
Like, that just showed up in my life when I was really young. Somehow.
You're like, this is what I have to do.
Yeah.
All right. I feel you, dog.
Yes.
Oh, well, do you guys still want to play another song? Wasn't there a good rap song lined up?
There was a good rap song, and I dedicate this one to you, Vince.
Yeah,
not literally,
Vince.
Just metaphorically.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
This is
all right. Hey, we got to have you come and play on the More Music Radio Pod.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sweet.
You know what I mean?
We would like that. Hey, get in touch with me if you want to jam, too.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're going to be writing some new music, and, you know, we're kind of used to this, you know, so we're looking for the 19th member of the Mormons, so.
Okay. Cool.
See, we have some stuff coming. We'll be back. Don't worry. I don't think we'll quit yet.
Mormons never go anywhere. You guys are going to be around forever.
Mormons right, live forever. Guys. That's a fact.
What?
Mormons live forever. That's
Mormons
a fact.
Forever. They'll be playing in heaven, in the temple, in the sky.
That's a lower back tattoo right there. Just give Vince his face. All right, Vince, this one's for you.
All right.
All right.
Down the street in my 6 foot.
It's like that and it's like this. I took her to the van and we started to kiss. Now my dick's on hard, you know what I'm thinking. Took the panties off and the pussy was stinking. Pulled off my drawers and I started to dig in. Now the pussy's wet so my dick slides in. Oh, hidey, 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 you ho. Riding on the clock and I'm working kind of slow. So beep, bop, bop, bop. She's scratching on my back, oh, here she comes. Now I gotta get a nut. Gotta get it quick, you know, because I love this shit so. Give me that, 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 that. Give me that, 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 that. Give me that, 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 that. Give me that, give me that, give me that. Okay, back to the fucking basics. You got yours and mine, I want you to taste it. Open wide and no, don't you waste it. Oh, shit, all over your face, kid. You know one thing. You know me, I like to slang. That dick, you know what. So roll up a girl while I'm sticking ya.
Hotbox. This is Mindy. We got Cassie.
Hey, guys.
And we got Manny, special guest.
Yay, yay.
Mary is out, but she will be back next week. And next week is definitely something you guys want to check out. We have Allison Weber, amazing comedian. She goes by the Dirty Little Guitar Girl, dirtyguitargirl.com. She will be our special guest. It's going to be a great show. And you are listening to the Hotbox. Skid Row Studios. Anybody else got anything?
You know, just keep on keeping on. Keep it real. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
People, I said you watch it.